This is Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. 100 years ago this month, nearly one-third of the world's population was infected with what became known as the Spanish flu. While record-keeping wasn't nearly what it is today, estimates are somewhere between 50 and 100 million people died of the flu. That's more people dying in a year than died over decades from AIDS. More recent serious flu epidemics have resulted in 1 to 2 million deaths. The swine flu epidemic of 2009 killed 200,000. They're still large numbers, but they are far less than 50 to 100 million people killed 100 years ago this month. The epidemic was horrible. People often died within hours of developing symptoms. Hospitals quickly overflowed, forcing people into tents and private buildings, which served as makeshift hospitals. World War I left America with a shortage of physicians and nurses, and those that were still available to help treat the flu also became sick. Medical and nursing students were forced into service. There were quarantines and mass closures of public places. Services like garbage collection and mail delivery closed down. Crops were left to rot in the fields, and funeral homes couldn't handle the constant flow of death. The national economy slowed severely, and entire families were wiped out. As a result of the Spanish flu of 1918, the average life expectancy dropped 12 years. There is still a huge amount we don't know about why so many people died, why the flu spread so widely, and how we could prevent such an occurrence again. We know that a few locations seem to be immune to the flu, while others seem to be particularly hard hit. During most serious flu epidemics, which typically begin in the winter, those who die fit what public health officials call a U-shaped curve, meaning that the vast majority of people who die are at the extremes of age, the very young and the very old. But the Spanish flu was different. It hit in the autumn, and deaths had the shape of a W. Those who died were still at the extremes of age, but there was a large peak in the middle, those between the ages of 20 and 40. It struck hard at previously healthy young people. In fact, more U.S. soldiers died from the 1918 flu than were killed during the entire First World War. It is unclear why the outbreak was associated with Spain, given that the evidence suggests it started elsewhere. Perhaps it was because King Alfonso XIII of Spain became sick and news spread widely of his illness. Today, we do have vaccinations, which can provide some prevention, depending on how well scientists predict the likely strains of the flu virus. But despite misleading promotions, even today's medications, such as Tamiflu, provide little to no relief, leaving us to rely on the same public health measures that proved somewhat helpful 100 years ago, isolation and infection control. More importantly, most experts I've spoken with believe that a lethal influenza pandemic is highly likely to occur again at some point in the future. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.